I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. My name is Helen.
I'm Janet.
And it's Mel. Whether you're still in college and applying for an apartment for the first time, 27 and figuring your shit out after that quarter-life crisis, or in your 30s and you're starting a family, we're constantly trying to master the art of adulting. Sure, in school they teach us the history of things like technological determinism or opportunity costs, but they didn't tell us how to apply for loans or how to apply for a credit card. In this episode, we want to talk about adulting. All right, ladies, we are in our late 20s, early 30s. I want to say that we've been adulting for quite some time now. Maybe we've been struggling in some aspects, but we've been trying to figure our shit out. So what are some moments that you guys encountered or situations like, you know, in the past year or like throughout this time that you're like, shit, I'm actually adulting now?
So I have one that is pretty recent and maybe relatable to a couple of people that are now adulting. So for Christmas, a bunch of us got together for a potluck and we also did a wedge, which I didn't know was the acronym
what that
was
stood
for that.
Yeah.
What was it it's for? White Elephant Gift Exchange. WEG. I don't know. Anyway.
Wedgie?
Yeah, wedgie. I was like, what are we playing? But it's essentially when you buy a present, you wrap it, you bring it to a party. Everyone also brings a wrapped gift. You put it in the center and people pick the presents without knowing who bought it. And then there's also an opportunity to like steal. In any case, all of the presents this year were like household goods.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I got really excited for Tupperware, which is what I ended up with. But like there was Tupperware, there was like a neti pod.
Yeah.
Do you What's guys that?
Know? Neti pod is for like cleaning out your nasal passage. So it's like a health and wellness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's supposed to like flush water through like one nostril and it comes straight out the other nostril and it clears your sinuses.
Yeah.
Excited for that.
Yeah.
And I think I got like a Chrissy Teigen
cooking pot, which I ended up with.
Janet ended up with. Is it there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There.
It's right
sitting
there
in my kitchen.
Oh, shoot.
There was also, I think, like an artisanal pasta set or something like that.
Dang,
like all
okay.
different types of pasta. But yeah, regardless, they were all kitchen and home good items.
It kind of shows where our priorities have shifted, right? Like right now, like household items are really like high priority versus before. Like I think about like White Elephant. What did we used to like gift or get excited about back in high school or like college?
It used to be like alcohol.
Yeah, bottles of alcohol.
I remember even like early college days for White Elephant, my guy friends would be excited over Nerf guns.
And oh, yeah, like thing. Toys. Toys and games. Yeah. But now it's like blenders and cooking.
Like practical things or like Tupperware things that help you organize
exactly.
and store.
It's very strange. But I guess that's part of adulting.
Yeah. Let's take it back. So when I think about adulting, I think about the first moments where I learned certain responsibilities. Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but back in college, that's the first time I learned how to do laundry for the first time.
So that's when you first started, like you had a moment and you're like, wow, like I'm an adult.
Or like, yeah, or moments of it. Because like in my household, my mom likes to do laundry at the same time. And we never like dried our clothes with the drying machine because that was like a waste of money, electricity. So in college, like I like, didn't know how to use that machine or even know how to like separate my colors. And I was like, I had my roommate teach me. And that was when I'm like, oh shit, like I'm actually taking care of myself now. Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to be a semi of an adult. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was that one moment in college. I'm like, shit, I'm taking a step further to be an adult.
Same for me. I think that was the first time I learned how to do laundry in college. Like every time I went to the laundry mat with in college, something was always going wrong in there. Like,
oh, really?
There'd be like bubbles overflowing or like...
Your colors are wrong.
Yeah. It's
something turning pink.
Exactly. You see like a basket of pink clothing. You're like, okay, I think this person just gave up on all their clothes and left it here.
Right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the act of doing it, but then it's like building a habit, right? Like mm-hmm. developing how frequently you should wash your clothes, because you start realizing, oh, wait, like I did it one time and then now it's been like a month and I have nothing to wear.
Exactly. Well, I'm not gonna lie, to this day, I only do laundry if my underwear is running out.
Same. That's your gauge.
I think a lot of people do that, no?
Right? I mean, some people still like, I have friends that do laundry every weekend.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't do that. Not
for me. I think every other weekend-ish for me.
You need to buy more underwear.
Yeah. That's what I do. Honestly, if I'm really like...
I don't know. Oh, it's like, I don't wear underwear. That's why I can't use that.
What? Wait, you don't wear underwear? Wait, you don't wear underwear?
No, I started going commando.
Wait, what?
10 years ago, maybe?
What?
Yeah, I mean, dude, save money on laundry.
Wait, seriously? This is
new. Yeah, it's more comfortable.
I did not know this. Wait, what? What?
So I gauge by how big the load gets of my, because I don't like to feel overwhelmed with like huge piles of clothes. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks is the perfect amount where it's like just enough where I can do like one, maybe two loads.
Okay, but can we go back to you not wearing underwear?
You know, what the hell? When was this?
When was
10
this?
Years ago.
Probably about 10 years ago. Yeah.
So longer than she's known you.
Damn. Yeah, yeah.
When you met her, she was not wearing underwear.
Oh my God.
I mean, right now, if I'm wearing a skirt, I will wear underwear. Oh, but if I'm wearing pants, you don't really.
Wait, where do you put, like, when you have your period, where do you put your pad?
I wear tampons.
But what about the liner? If you have.
I don't line. Or some. I mean, some, if it's a heavy flow, then I'll wear underwear.
This conversation is interesting.
I'm now. I've started 2019. I actually started wearing underwear more. I don't know why.
2019.
Maybe you're adulting, Janet. Janet's adulting now.
Because it's colder. Because it's winter.
That helps. That little piece of underwear helps.
That's actually funny, because I think when you're like a child, like you like wear diapers and you like kind of, but then you slowly start to learn how to wear underwear. It's like this is like the. Like, now that you're older, like, this is your, like, version of adulting, putting back underwear.
I'm so advanced that I just started graduated totally out of underwear.
I also like how you said in 2019 I started. That's only been, like, a couple of days.
But for me, like, I'm, like, Helen, where if my laundry is hitting a certain point and, like, I don't have any underwear.
Yeah.
There's two options I have. One, I beg someone to let me borrow the machine, like Janet always lets me do. Or two, I go to Walmart or Target and get a pack of underwear. But then when I look at my underwear drawer.
Oh, girl, but you gotta wash those before you wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nan?
I feel like we're already this conversation is proving that, yeah, we're still learning how to adult. Yeah. Obviously.
We don't know how to wear underwear yet. Just kidding.
No, because there are moments where I'm in my underwear drawer and I'm like looking at it. I'm like, okay, I'm hitting like the baggy underwear. That means,
that means
I'm about to do laundry.
The reserves, the ones all the way in the back.
But at least now I know how to do laundry, right?
Wow, I just learned a lot about Janet.
Okay, moving on to cooking. When did you guys learn how to cook for the first time? Did you guys cook in college?
College, I had a food plan. So not really. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it was just so easy to go downstairs to the cafeteria. And it's like close by too. And it had everything you needed. So it was more, I think, when I went to study abroad, when I didn't have a meal plan. And then also after college, a lot of chicken and fried rice.
Dude, that's true. For me, spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of spaghetti in Melbourne.
I started like learning basic dishes in college, but I didn't cook frequently because I also had a meal plan. But that was also when I started like dating. So you would like cook dinner with each other.
But it
was like less frequent, not like a normal thing.
Nowadays, how often do you guys cook at home?
I meal prep on Sundays. I kind of cook every other day, actually, though, because I meal prep a big meal for lunches for the week. And then I keep it open-ended for dinner. So that way I could have variety. So I do cook when I can. So pretty frequently. I'm someone that in college, I actually knew how to cook in high school because my mom always had me in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So that's something I always kind of knew how to do. Yeah. But I just started cooking more advanced stuff as I got older. But definitely as being an adult, your appliances change, obviously, from your like white elephant story.
Yeah.
My roommate has a sous vide. And now we have an Instant Pot and a blender. So, like, all these things are, like, kind of more fun to use as you get older.
You get more creative with recipes and
stuff. Yeah.
I know, Helen, you guys both actually have an Instant Pot or crock pot.
I have a crock pot, which I have used a little bit more recently because it's just so easy because you can put things in the morning and then it's ready for you when you get home at night. But you do have to prep a little bit, like, wash, like, the vegetables or potatoes or whatever it is that you have to put in. So it takes a little bit of work, but yeah.
It's my crock pot, as the ladies can see, we're at my home right now, is still in the box. I just bought it. I've been using the oven a lot. Since it's around the winter, I've been roasting vegetables a lot and like sweet potatoes. So I'll do that in batch form. Mm-hmm. And then also when I cook, I do more just like, I use a stove and I was going to say a pan. Is that? No, it's not a pot, but what do you call
a pan?
Just a
cooking pan?
Like, what do you saute shit in?
A pan.
A pan, okay.
this is reverse adult.
Obviously, I'm not very domesticated.
But do you guys feel like as you've gotten older, your cooking or, like, skills have developed or has changed since when you were younger?
I always tell people, I cook for myself, but I would never subject another human being to eating food. So I'm very functional about my cooking. And actually, I do cook a lot, or I meal prep a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, I assemble salads a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, just mixing things together. Yes. Like, it would be, like, turkey bread. And then like some quinoa and some like black beans from a can, and you just like put it all together
and it's a meal.
Yeah.
So we're still adulting.
So, still learning.
I do think a change that I've noticed as I've gotten older is like, for example, like we said, cooking, our money is going towards appliances now. We'll actually shell out for like a
crock pot.
Exactly. Before, like, I think all my money went to like buying food or like clothes. Now it's like appliances or like,
or you'll opt for like the more expensive pot or pan because it's better quality.
Exactly.
Quality over quantity. For sure.
This also goes into cleaning. Like, before when I was younger, I didn't want to fucking invest in a vacuum or, like, a Swifter or whatever. But now it's like, I need a Swifter and I need a vacuum.
Yeah.
Is it Swifter or Swiffer?
Swiffer.
I say Swifter, too. Dude, I say Swifter. My boyfriend always corrects me. He's like, where's the Swifter?
Oh, shit. This episode is, like, really just enforced. Yeah. We're still learning how to adult.
Can't say the fucking word. Or wear underwear. But like along the lines of cleaning, so what I've realized is that obviously older that we get, the more things that we've like amassed, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have so many different pieces of like clothing and like I think it wasn't until I moved out of my home and moved to Los Angeles where I was like, okay, I have a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like there's so much shit in what is actually important. And now I've brought the important things over, but there's still a lot of shit. So even with like clothing, whether it's because it's like a nostalgic thing, you don't want to like not have it, or like, oh, one day I'm going to wear like a 90s costume and I need this, like this bag of clothing, whereas you can just have like a piece of that and that's fine. But like I save a lot of stuff and I feel like I'm kind of a hoarder, but only because it's like, yeah, I don't want to throw it away.
Memories or potential.
Yeah. But lately I've been trying to like really just... Over the holidays, I like gave a lot of stuff to Goodwill. That feels good.
That's a good habit. It's a good way to kind of force yourself to clean things out and then use it as a way to give things away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that helps you kind of like develop.
Feel
I try
better
to do
about it.
Yeah. And I try to do it like on an annual or biannual basis. Every 6 months to a year, that is a good cadence to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just like with organizing, right? So like I started really heavily organizing my closet where the things I get on the airplane, like the eye masks or like the earbuds or whatever, like I have little bags and everything goes into a bag now.
Ooh. Yeah.
So that, because now whenever I have like a random, like a clip or something, I'm like, oh, where the fuck do I put this?
Yeah.
But now there's a spot for a clip.
Oh, that's nice.
And if there is no spot, you create a spot. And that actually helps a lot because then if you have things that you really don't care about, you're like, oh, this doesn't fit anywhere, probably because I don't care about it, and you just throw it away.
Yeah, it's a good test to use, I guess.
Yeah. So organizing and cleaning has definitely, like, taken a step up.
I got to do that in my bathroom. As I'm you're giving that example, I'm like, shit, I have so many things all over the place, just shoved in the cupboard.
I'm the same way. Well, I feel like my bedroom is, like, from the... When you look at it, it's like, oh, it's so clean. But my drawers, like, wardrobe drawer is really clean, but the side table next to my bed, literally open it, it's like chargers or like a hot Cheeto bag that's like expired or like chocolate cookies. I have like snacks in my drawer and then random like papers that I want to keep or like USB drives or I don't know, just pictures.
Yeah. As you're saying that, I'm thinking about the different places that I've put
She's visualizing. Like, yes. It's box number 1B.
Yeah. Look
at it. Or 5F.
This like reminds me of everyone's watching that Netflix special with the
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I read her book. And then I cleaned after that.
Yeah. So everyone's like cleaning now after watching that
Everyone's
show.
Like stacking their socks.
Yeah.
Oh, you really?
Vertically so that it stands.
Yeah. I still need to watch it, so.
So her whole thing is that every piece of article of clothing, you can fold it like 3 times and it should be able to stand on its own, including socks. And so when you store it in a place, you know how sometimes you stack clothing on top of each other, like shirts or pants?
Yeah.
So her way is to like flip it so that you can actually see everything that's in your jars. without having to like pull it from underneath.
That's true. Oh shit, I should do that.
I feel like that's probably because in stores, that's how we see how clothes should be folded. And so we bring that back into our own closets. Yeah. But yeah.
It's true. It's not very functional.
Yeah. Her main thing is about like what sparks joy in your closet and to keep those things. Yeah.
Like you pick up something and you hold it and you're like, does this spark joy? Does this make me go,
But Helen, everything does, so especially everything. All right, so we talked about cleaning. That's something we've gotten better with as we've gotten older, I hope. Helen's still again there.
Yo, it is good now.
One thing I feel like I had to learn was apartment hunting, right? Because in college, I lived in the dorms, and then I had to like move into an apartment. I had no idea how that process was, right? And I feel like that moment has definitely taught me a lot now in my 20s, living in Los Angeles, finding an apartment. I didn't know anything like showing proof of income or any of that stuff,
right? Yeah, the process of applying.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't realize like how quick the turnaround time is to lock down a place. Like literally, if you're apartment hunting, you got to find a place. And if you like it, you got to submit the application now. Right. Because places go left and right so easily.
And what the difference is between, are you signing a lease? Is it 6 months? Is it 1 year? Is it month to month?
Yeah. And like there's questions now in my 20s, I know to ask versus when I was younger. Like in LA, I had to ask, okay, so what bills do you guys cover? Do you guys cover the water bill, the electric bill?
Yeah.
Is there a certain provider you guys recommend, or do you guys have cockroaches? Because I didn't know that in my first apartment. Is there a like washer and laundry in unit? What's the maintenance process like? These little things I had to ask before applying or moving in. Because like, you don't want to be fucked over when you move in. You're like, oh shit, I didn't know you didn't provide that.
Yeah. Or like, what are the best practices for deposit? Like how much do you have to put down? Then you have to know how much money you need to have for a certain time.
But I think even also the paperwork, like making sure like I know how to have my W-2 form or like proof of income.
You also need renter's insurance, but
some places do. The more you know, the knowledge you build out throughout the years, it's quicker for you to lock down a place that you really want. To have.
Also just adulting, like learning to live with other adults, right? When you have roommates, how do you communicate? Dealing with like shared habits or not shared habits?
Because in college, you usually have roommates, but now it's like strangers.
Yeah.
Who have different jobs and different, you know. So I went on Craigslist a lot to find different places. But it was more about like finding a roommate first. And then once, so I like put it out on Facebook and said, oh, I'm moving to LA. Does anyone know anyone there that needs a place? And it just so happens that my first roommate, she was moving from Atlanta. So she ended up being there like pretty much a week after me. And we were like, okay, let's just be roommates. And actually that turned out really, really well. Same age, same like interests and all of that. But yeah, I was there first. So I was the one that was apartment hopping and shopping. And it was more just like we knew the area we wanted to be in. So we knew we wanted to be in Little Tokyo or in Los Angeles. And then it was just a matter of like looking at the apartments that were there and seeing what their like monthly rent was, if they had availability, going to actually look at it by myself. And that was kind of weird. I'm like, oh, I need to set up schedules with these people and like actually look at these places and take pictures and all of that. Like, can I take pictures?
Yeah.
So that whole process was pretty like nerve-wracking because I had to find a place so that by the time she was there also, she had a place to live.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, but that's definitely part of adulting. Just like knowing how to find a place and like locking it down and signing a piece of paper where you're like, yes, I will pay you this much money.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
I think that's one reason why like I get so much anxiety from apartment hunting. I'm so happy that I finally found a place that I could just be like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to move out until like, I don't know, I get married or something. Because I had to move every year ever since living in LA. This is the first year I didn't have to move out. I'm like, dude, that's just fucking tiring.
It is.
Expensive too.
Yeah.
Moving companies and all that.
Exactly. Well, Helen, you brought up a good point. Like now you're dealing with roommates, right? Like learning how to verbalize. These are my living habits. Like what are yours? Be really upfront. Because like what if your roommate is like a night owl and you like to sleep early at a certain time, or like you like having people over? Like that's one thing I had to learn. Because I think when I first moved to LA, I definitely more extroverted and liked having friends come over and spend the night on the weekends. And I think my first roommate kind of was more introverted, didn't like that. And so we kind of butted heads sometimes. But now that I know that side of myself, like my current roommate, she's like more open to it. So it seems a little more easy for me to live with her.
So it's like knowing your preferences and your habits and then finding either like someone who's compatible with that or if they're not, then you guys properly communicate and respect each other for that.
Exactly. Just having open communication.
So speaking of communicating with your roommates, communication in general with all of your relationships as you get older is a form of adulting, right? Like having serious and direct conversations with people. Do you ladies have any experiences or things that you can share along those lines?
Naturally, as you get older, you can become more sure of yourself through experiences and your encounters with people. So I do notice that as I get older, I am not afraid to voice what I feel about certain things, whether that's in a like romantic relationship or with like my family, with my friends. But that becomes with time and experience. So I do think my communication has been more open as I've gotten older, because I don't like having like passive aggressiveness with people or like people, and I'd rather be more upfront because I don't like tension or conflict. So I think that becomes more, that's a skill you develop as you get older.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think more so in the past, I was more of like a chameleon with my personality, where it's really reflective of how other people are, like their behaviors or how I think they'd want like a relationship with someone. So it was definitely more just like more passive with things. Now though, like you said, Mel, the older you get, the more just assured you are of what your needs are. And if some people are toxic in your life, you'll just not have them there.
Yeah.
But there are times where there are toxic people that you need to confront, right? Because if they end up just being in your life out of just like circumstance or mutual friends or whatever, they're going to be there. So I think in recent past, I've had a very good conversation with someone who was somewhat of like a negative cloud in my mind. And vice versa too. But it turns out to just have been like either miscommunication or like misjudgments or whatever it was. And that feels really good to just let it out all on the table as like weird and awkward as that conversation is, but now being able to go forward and be like, hey, like I want to see you at these places, like there's no negative energy between us anymore.
No, that it takes a great amount of emotional maturity of yourself and then also empathy for another person to be able to have that. So definitely a type of adulting for sure.
Yeah.
And then for Janet, I know like Janet's really upfront when she goes on these dates with men, and sometimes
dating. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it actually plays out in like romantic relationships as well. Like
you're so mature.
She is. Like, I'm not gonna lie. So Janet totally tells us about like her stories where she, you know, she'll go on dates with guys and hey, there's no romantic feelings on her end or on the guy's end. And she is so upfront about it. Right.
Well, to be fair, I'm also seeing older guys and a lot of them are like, I'm kind of reciprocating to or learning from them too. I've had actually a pretty recent experience where I was like, wow, that guy was really direct and mature and nice. And like, it feels like ghosting was something of like, you know, that's how people dated like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or a month ago. I think about, only like last year or so in dating and how you don't, you kind of like, you worry so much about hurting someone's feelings and stuff. And now, you know, I think that maybe it's also the age group of people I'm dating in your mid 30s. There's more confidence and you don't take things personally. Yeah. So you to say like, hey, I'm not really interested in pursuing anything further. It's comfortable to have that conversation.
That's true.
Are you doing that, Mel? In your dating apps, in your dating world?
Well, I haven't had to get to that point yet, but in the future, I'll learn from Janet and the stories.
And I think I got some template text messages for you. Actually,
what you just said, I'm like pretty sure I read word for word. Like, I'm not interested in pursuing something further.
Hi, Blake. I am not. Please send
my name's not Blake. What? Oh, shit.
Change the name out.
But I think a reason why people struggle with open communication, because I still to this day, even though I'm getting better at it, I struggle with it because like the whole Asian guilt thing. Like you don't want to feel like you're upsetting someone by sharing like how you feel about something. But I think the more you're genuine with yourself and open with how you really feel, I think you will feel more at ease.
Yes. Yeah.
As you get older.
And sometimes I think it is an adulting thing when things that we don't think are troubling us, right? We try to like hide or put it in the back of our minds and we say that, oh, that's not eating up my mental space. It actually is. And I think it's not until that gets cleared up, which would take a form of adulting and confrontation and all that, then there you end up with like this like peace that you didn't realize that you needed.
Yeah. So it's a lot of like personal, I guess it's like a, what do you call that? Like an increased sense of self-awareness. That is a form of adulting for sure.
And it's very attractive in men. I'm sorry, Scoot.
I mean, it is. If and you women. Are a self-aware man, you know, with asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
Janet always has this voice when she's like trying to address the guys up.
She's like, oh, well.
I'm not wearing underwear.
And if you're not, you'll get a template or response.
Yeah. Auto reply. All right.
So one thing that I've noticed that has changed significantly in my life since college are my weekend activities and my nighttime activities. Weekend activities is usually cafe hopping and like doing more work or like or even like meetings for ABG or it is. So it's not a lot of like leisure activity anymore, I feel I mean, this is leisurely to be with you guys, but it's still like considered.
You're like doing things.
Yeah, like work, like tasks, like filling out these tasks, right? Also at night, I've recently started playing a lot of Catan. A lot of Catan. So I'd rather do that sometimes, like on a Friday night, than go out and drink and party. I am adulting.
Yeah,
that's like even grandma's dad.
And even when we do go out, it tends to be more like of a lounge versus, say, like a club and smaller groups of people now, I feel like. Yeah, more nights in.
We used to have, I think we used to go to clubs a lot more when we first went to LA.
Like Fridays and Saturdays.
We used to do two nights. Now we only once a night.
Because physically, it's hard to keep up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we do have those rare weekends where we like have a bunch of back-to-back events. But we're like exhausted by Sunday.
By Sunday, it's like, no, we can't record today.
I mean, today we went to yoga, a nice like 10 a.m. yoga class or so.
Yeah.
So, God, we're so old.
That's adulting.
It's funny you mention Catan because I remember like so clearly in my mind, I was like 20, I think I was 24 and I just moved to LA. And I remember saying to my friends and myself like, oh my God, I can't believe people just want to play board games. Like that sounds so boring. Like I want to be going out until I'm like 30, like in my late 30s. Like, I'm going to be that person. But now I'm hitting like, I'm about to be 28. Yeah.
You're feeling it.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Game night sounds really nice right now. I think you're like a glass of wine.
It might also be because you're hanging out with like slightly older people.
Maybe. So. Yeah. But you know what it is too? It's like, I'm honestly just becoming a little more introverted naturally. I'm more tired now. So I'd rather do something more low key than like get like fucked up and like go on the weekends. Yeah. But I think also LA as a 24-year-old is actually very different for me as a 28, 27-year-old because the places I would go now, like everyone there is like my little brother's age who's like 21. So I feel a little more out of place at those like
Right.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you ask people for their license so you can confirm their age.
Yeah. I mean, that's another difference. Like when I was younger, I used to like, I mean.
That wasn't something you thought of or you needed
to do. No, I didn't think about that. Or like when I would go out, like it was fun to like kind of like maybe get drinks from guys. I'm not gonna lie. Like I used to do that. But now it's like, I would much rather buy my own drink.
Yeah.
And not have to like, you know.
Yeah.
Mooch for a drink, I guess.
I noticed that from Janet. Like she does not.
I stopped looking for people like totally 5 years ago because I aged out of that.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just going to buy my own drink and I'm not going to like eye other guys to buy it for me because I can do it myself. Independent woman.
Yes.
Adult.
But Mel, you did mention like you feel like as you're getting older, you're getting a little bit more introverted.
I am.
Right. And I've heard that from multiple friends that as they got, they're like, oh, I'm a real big people person. But it's like, as I get older, I feel like I need more time to myself.
Oh, yeah. I think as you get older, self-care is such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have like a daily nighttime routine. Yeah, I do on the weekends now too. Like even last night I would come home, I had to light a candle in my room. So the scent, like it's kind of.
I do that too. I love candles. Yeah. Now. Yeah.
Candles is something I actually buy now. Before I was like, oh, that's a waste of money. What is that for? No, it's just like a one little thing that you could do to like set your mood to like calm down and wind down from the night. Yeah.
I also wonder if like if people who are naturally just more extroverted, like if you've exerted that much energy all throughout to like 30, like you should be tired by now. Right? Like you should be a little bit more introverted now.
I think it's because, I don't know about you, Helen, but for my job, like the fact that it requires more of my extrovert qualities, by the time I'm home, like, I can't even talk.
Yeah.
Like there are times that we record after work and all of us are just like, ugh. Speaking of like nighttime or like weekend activities, my Sundays now are dedicated to like errands. Yeah. Like whether it's like grocery shopping for 2 hours, getting my oil changed, or like something has to be fixed, or I have to do a run for something.
Yeah.
My Sundays don't feel like a weekend anymore because I'm prepping for the week or the work week.
Grocery shopping for me used to be just going with my mom and picking out like pocky sticks.
Oh.
But now it's like you have to know what to buy.
Exactly.
Like when you pick corn, like do you know how to pick corn?
Mm.
You pull off the top a little bit and see if the kernels are like big.
Ripened.
And ripened. If they're like little and small, then the whole thing is gonna suck.
No lie, I still buy canned corn, so I don't But that's, no, it's true though. For me, I compare prices for groceries now. Like, H&R is a little bit cheaper than Trader Joe's right now. So I'm
like,
you know
where to go for what.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have like spices now too, right?
I
have a shit ton of spices.
Yeah, spices, sauces, seasonings.
Before it was like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
What if you went to a guy's house that you were dating and he only had salt and pepper?
Ooh.
I have two thoughts. I could go either way. One, wow, you are very minimalist.
Okay.
Two, what the fuck is everything?
Or you order out all the time and you don't know how to cook.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a tip for guys. Make sure you have a stacked spice rack.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, this is a question directed to Janet. Do you feel like now that like we're both dating and the
weekends we are,
feel...
I'm...
Okay, we're not... Okay. Okay, I don't want to say it that way, but we're trying to date. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. But like now that the weekends are... They feel so limited. Like going on dates on weekends, it's kind of like, do I really want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Your weekend is a more high value day of the week. So exactly. Are you going to give it away for a date? I will do more like coffees because then that's not... Like a meal is like a more of a... time commitment, right? But coffee you could do in like an hour.
And I think it's like, I think it says a lot. Like if I want to go on a weekend date with you, yeah, maybe I'm like a little more interested than I come off.
Right, right.
Just a little tip.
Just a tip. I think one thing that I've started to also do is consume a lot more news, but in a way that fits into my schedule. So I think before I didn't really, I used to be like, oh, how do you know that? Like, where do you get this information from? You know, like I don't watch a lot of TV. So are you watching TV nightly at 10 o'clock? Like, what are you doing? But now what I do is like, I have a skim in the morning. The skim is a newsletter that I think is a really good way to summarize the news from the day before. And then I listen while I'm brushing my teeth, I listen to NPR's Up First.
Me too.
And then at nighttime, right after I get out of the shower, I turn on my YouTube and I watch like Stephen Colbert and I watch Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and I like catch up on that news. So those three things combined,
like pop culture,
it really does just like, and it fits into my schedule without me having to like sit there and like watch TV. I'm just doing it while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, Helen definitely inspired me to like get into NPR at first. I alternate between that and Oprah in the mornings now for my podcast when I wake up, but Up First is great because literally it's like a 10-minute like update of what's going on. And you feel like you're not taking too much time out of your day to listen.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed too, Helen, I think it's great you built that routine into like your daily life because when we were traveling in Asia in 2016, I think we felt so like, you felt so disconnected to like what's going on in the US that you literally on the way to like different stops in Taiwan, you would listen to NPR like on just on the bus ride.
As a
like,
way to keep in.
But it's also, like, wow, that's really like, that's amazing because then you still want to be in the know. But you know, with moments like voting come, like the
elections,
coming up, you want to be aware of what's going on within like your county and like in the country. So that way you could make a like a well informed decision.
Exactly. Yeah. I think when we were in Japan, when we were in Asia, that's right after Trump got elected.
Yeah.
And I remember that felt like an escape going to Japan. And after a while, I was like, okay, no news. This is good. And then I was like, what's happening? What's happening? Yeah. It's like the country all like totally burning down.
Yeah. <going on? laughs> So these are great tips for you guys if you want to be in the know what's going on in politics or, you know, in pop culture or in what's going on in the world. Another actually show I found on Netflix is The Patriot Act.
Oh, Hasan Minhaj.
I love Hasan Minhaj. He's like,
he's good.
He's a little hunky. But the way he delivers news is so digestible that I really highly recommend that show as well.
How about doctor's appointments? That's some, like kind of doing your annual visits, getting in your... dental cleanings every, is it 6 months? I don't know.
Yeah, you should do it twice a year at least a year for a
tip. A tip for to help kind of remember because things that happen only once a year can get really, we forget, right? Mm-hmm. Set it up either close to your birthday or to the beginning of the year. So then that every single time it's like the new year or near your birthday, you know that that's the time that you should do all your doctor's appointments.
I'm still like a child with that then. I'm not adulting because I don't have a good schedule at all.
Or it means you're really healthy and you're not getting sick to...
Hey, Helen's currently sick right now.
I feel like every time we record, I'm sick.
Wait, when's the last time you got like a checkup?
I can't even tell you.
Like a physical checkup?
Yeah.
Or what about... I mean, for women, I think the... Maybe mammograms. Less than... Yeah, or less than the family doctor. It's like the gynecologist visit, the annual.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, yeah. I mean, I didn't start getting into the doctor's appointments until like I had to get birth control. And I was like, oh shit, I should might as well get a checkup. But this is like 2 years ago, so.
I know. I think we're naturally, because in general, we're pretty healthy adults. So we're more like reactive.
Right.
Versus
right.
Only
when something goes wrong. Yeah.
So, okay, I'll make an appointment.
I'm not gonna lie. My mom still reminds you for my dental appointment. Because I did I get my teeth checked back at home. So she's like, I'm coming home. And she goes, do you want me to set up a dentist appointment for you? I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I still see my family dentist.
I do too. Yeah, right? Back in Boston.
So it just makes more sense when I just do back home.
Yeah.
So I associate back home with getting my teeth checked.
decorating your place, right? Like having plants and keeping plants alive. It, yeah, and then when they die, you're like, oh my God, what if I have kids? Like, I can't take care of a plant right now.
That's why everything that's in my house is a fake plant.
Have some fake kids.
Yeah, I mean,
dolls.
Practice with dolls.
I do have a stuffed dog that I carry like a baby. Okay, anyways, though. No, but I think you're right. I should, like, adulting is like decorating, like interior design, and I'm willing to invest in that.
Yeah,
is something I'm like kind of like teetering on. Like, oh,
yeah. That's true. I do. I feel like there was a moment of adulting when I like graduated from IKEA to like West Elm, or willing to spend a little bit more for the higher quality because you want it to last longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a $500 mirror. Who the fuck would think you would need a $500 mirror?
Right?
But yeah, the nice ones cost that much.
Yeah.
We're looking at my mirror.
No, I'm like staring at Janet's mirror.
Where's that
I think
from?
That one is that one is West Elm. It was not $500. I got it on discount though. West Elm has nice sales. I think that was maybe like $200-$300.
That's still a lot for a mirror.
It is.
Holy shit. I mean, I just spent $100 on a rug and I feel like shit. This past year was the first year I really started decorating my room and my apartment because it finally felt like some place I could settle into. In the beginning, when you first move somewhere, you're like, I need to just like move apartment to apartment and like slowly just like make ends meet versus like, this is a place I really want to build something in
yourself.
That's like actually, literally build something.
That's very true. Yeah. When I was in like Little Tokyo, I knew I'd be moving the next year once your lease is up. And then Santa Monica, I was like, okay, all I need is really like shelves for my stuff. But why put in the effort of like decorating?
Yeah.
So my living room, so we had two floors. In my living room, the first floor was like, there was nothing there. Yeah. Like one table and that's it. And then we had a couch. That's it. But we didn't even have like a TV set up down there, I don't think.
Hey, where'd you eat dinner?
At the dining table, which was like an IKEA table. It's just one of those like big boards with like four legs you can screw in.
Yeah.
It's just, your basic necessities.
It's just so transient, right? Like, you're only going to be there for a short time.
Exactly. Then, Some people come over, they'll be like, are you using this living room? No, I kind of just need to go to my room and that's it.
I'm actually, this year, me and my roommate were like, let's decorate our living room now. Because I always had the habit of just going straight to my bedroom. That's what I want to do. But I was like, you know what? I think if we made the living room more livable and more homey, we'll actually want to spend more time there.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's one of our roommate goals, is to like make our living space a little bit more cozy.
That's good.
So you guys could come over one day.
Okay. We usually go to your bedroom.
Yeah, we do. And I don't even have any place for you guys to sit in there. It's like, oh, you guys could sit in my bed.
Eat up your bed.
Totally did that. Yeah. So we lightly talked about, you know, like physical well-being or mental health. I noticed, because in college, everyone knows that I didn't do shit. Like, I didn't like to work out. I hated going to the gym. I loved to eat a lot. But now, like, I really care about what I put in my body, like what I'm eating. I try to eat more healthier and like more fresh vegetables and raw vegetables. And I try to go to the gym now, not to like look sexy, but like just to like make sure like I'm taking care of my body.
Yeah.
I did not give a crap about that like 5 years ago, but now I feel like I have to. I know like recently, Helen, didn't you pull something?
Pull something?
I don't know.
Pull something out of a hat. So I pulled my shoulder recently. It's like my back shoulder, neck area. But and Janet thought it was from volleyball or some high intensity sport. No, I was at work and I just had a deep stretch and then I like pulled my muscle very badly. I didn't know that was possible. That was the first time that ever happened, and I was just like, wow, I am now adulting / old.
No, I've definitely like, I started having to be conscious of like finding alternative ways of cardio, because I've been running for the last couple of years, but I'm starting to feel like my joints are like starting to hurt a little bit. So yikes, that is something. Yikes.
Just yikes. Like, I had to think about before.
Yeah. Or even just like, what you put into your body. Like, I know a lot of people are now more conscious of like drinking and the next day you're just not going to be
productive.
As productive. Yes. And so cutting that down, and also the calorie intake and metabolism will eventually slow down a lot more. And we're all aware of that. So eating healthier is definitely up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then for women too, it's like, if we want to have kids pretty like sometime in the next couple of years, like, that is a thing to think about, right? Like, how do you want to take care of yourself, because you're going to be growing a human in your body.
And I hear it's also, when you're more fit, it's a lot easier for your pregnancy too.
Yeah. The labor process as well. I
can envision. You imagine like squeezing that hard?
No.
Core strength.
Push from your face. That's Kathy.
Right? I don't know if this is off topic, but I remember back in like elementary school, you learned about like, you know, the pyramid of food, and like what the food groups do for you, right?
Yeah.
I didn't care. When I was younger, I didn't really understand. Like, oh, yeah, eat a full plate of food. Like, hit every food group, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now that my body's reacting certain ways, like I'm like, okay, no lie. What if I'm more constipated one day or like whatever? Mm. I'm like, I feel like more tired. I'm like, okay, shit, I need more fiber in my body. So yeah. Now when I grocery shop, I specifically buy things that I know will help my body digest or like
just high fiber.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm always buying pears and like black beans and shit.
Random categories of food.
Wait, are those high in fiber? I mean, black beans
are high
in fiber. Yeah. Black beans are high in fiber.
And protein.
Yeah.
But pears?
Pears?
I'm trying to think.
High water content, I guess.
There's a reason why I'm eating pears more. I don't know why.
Actually, I was going to say, in terms of taking care of your body, the thing that as you get older, it's like along the topic of self-awareness too, mm-hmm. right? Because what is healthy for one person is not necessarily healthy or optimal for another person. Yep. So that's something like, I know everyone said like, oh, high carb diet is like bad. And recently I feel like my body actually, I do better on higher carb and lower fat and lower protein. So just doing where you're experimenting, like where you said, okay, I feel like I need more fiber in my diet. So kind of just being more aware for yourself and not just listening to fads and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I just Googled it. Pears are high in fiber.
So Mel, you're doing your body justice.
I mean, yeah, if I'm on the toilet for 30 minutes and nothing happens, I gotta do something about that shit.
So that wraps today's episode, where we covered a handful of topics on adulting. We know there's so much more, so maybe we could do a part two. If you guys have any topics you'd like to share with us or you want us to cover, you can write us at asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
And before we sign off, we have some very exciting news to share. LA will be hosting our first ever meetup.
Woo! In our hometown.
Yes, we're going to be in downtown LA, February 2nd. It's a Saturday, and it will be around 7 or 8 p.m., so look out for details on our Instagram. We'll have more information there.
Yes, save the date for us, please.
Also, for this episode, if you have any stories about adulting, moments where you thought to yourself, oh my God, this is so weird, I'm becoming an adult, similar to our wedgie story, our white elephant story, or any of our other stories shared, leave us a comment on our Instagram or send us an email, DM us, whatever it is. We would love to see those.
And you can find us on social media at Asian Boss Girl on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we are on Spotify, iTunes, Overcast, Google Play, all of the podcasting platforms. Subscribe, leave us a rating and a review.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye. Thanks.